From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
I got to tell you, it's been, and if you were fortunate enough to catch hour one and hour two, you got great radio. Proud to be able to bring it to you today here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Amazing stuff. Alan Gottlieb, as always, was just incredibly informative on the game and hit on a number of hot-button issues, including the upcoming GRPC. And I got to be honest with you, I'm really excited about that. It's going to be a very powerful few days. I'm going to be flying out to Dallas on Thursday. You know what? No food or drink in studio. Hold on. I love this hour. I will be flying out on Thursday to Dallas for the GRPC. That was ice water, by the way. It was very cold. I love that. And I'll be there through Monday morning. I'll be bringing you Armed American Radio Daily Defense and this monster broadcast from the Salem Radio Network headquarters, which are located literally right around the corner from the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, Weston. I mean, it's right there. So a really fun time. Going to be a very busy few days, but I hope to have you there. I hope to see you there. Hope you come out and meet me. Hope you come out and meet Sean. Hope you come out and meet A.W.R. Hawkins and Alan Gottlieb. What a great opportunity to meet everybody you've heard on this program over the year. Right there. Shake their paw and say hello. Going to be a really, really good 4 days. A solid 4 days. For me, for you, it will be Friday afternoon. Get together. That's the hors d'oeuvre cocktail hour deal going on Friday afternoon. The reception Friday evening runs from about 7 o'clock until 9. You get to meet everybody who's there. Some of us will get up and talk to you. It'll be lots of fun. On Saturday, the event all day long goes from 8 o'clock in the morning up to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You'll hear a litany of speakers. The biggest names in the gun rights community will be there all day Saturday. And, boy, I emceed that last year. Don't talk about a tough job. Because you got to hold some of the greatest speakers in the world to, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes, sometimes less than that. And it's difficult to do because they have so much to say. So fortunately, I will only be doing that on Sunday for you if you stay for both days. But Sunday it goes from about 8 or 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we'll be bringing the Monster program. This Monster program will be moving and shifting those Crossbreed Holster studios just a little bit west of me to the Salem Radio Network headquarters. It's going to be a great time. Monday we'll fly back and bring you the Armed American Radio Daily Defense right here from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios back just north of Atlanta, Georgia. So lots of cool stuff going on. Hope to see you there. Register for free, saf.org, saf.org. So Alan was a lot of fun. We heard a little bit about Puerto Rico. Big problems out there. It's going to get worse. I have not some good feelings about what's getting ready to happen in Puerto Rico. You're going to see Puerto Rico descend into anarchy here very, very quickly unless massive amounts of help get there. And I just don't see that happening in time. They are in big, big trouble. Unfortunately, law-abiding citizens are unable to defend themselves. And you've got a situation in Puerto Rico where society has literally broken down. There is no law and order. It is a mess. There will not be power in many of those areas. The entire country is out. The entire 3.4 million people. Desperation will begin sinking in if it hasn't already, and I'm sure it already has. Geraldo Rivera is there. I love Geraldo. Always have. His dramatic stuff. But that's okay. He's got a lot of family on the island, and he's going to get around the island. We're going to start to see some footage come out from him. But unless there's a generator, you're not getting anything out of there. You're going to see some real problems in Puerto Rico. And unfortunately, mostly the only people who have firearms in Puerto Rico are the bad guys. That's what happens. You won't hear Everytown talk about it. You won't hear Bloomberg talk about it. But you're damn well going to hear me talk about it and some others. We're not going to let you down on that. Because, again, exposing the gun control lies. They can't talk about these things because it exposes their hypocrisy. But, you know, keep Puerto Ricans in your thoughts. This is going to be really bad down there, really bad. And man, you know, they need to get some military down there and get some help on that island quickly. There's people are going to die. Good law-abiding people are going to die at the hands of criminals because desperate people do desperate things, including law-abiding people. So, man, I feel for him. Keep him in your thoughts. A.W.R. Hawkins just killed it. Just killed it. When he was talking about eating the chili dog, watching the criminal take his last breath at the happy ending story, oh, just an instantaneous classic. I cannot wait to get the email. I'm going to get a ton of it. Send it to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let me know your thoughts. And now, sit back and buckle in, because one of my best friends in the world and a guy who has participated on this program for many years and also had some many very classic, very, very classic comments. Formerly of One American News Network, formerly before that, Human Events, formerly One American News, formerly Breitbart News, now an executive with Big League Politics, my very dear friend, Neil McCabe. Neil, how you doing, brother?
Phenomenal and getting better every day, Mark. Very, very glad to be with you.
Glad to have you here. I don't know if you caught any of the previous 2 hours, Neil. I know you were on your way back and taking the train and rushing around and all that stuff. But I opened up the program talking about how infuriated I am today. And I am. My blood pressure was up all day today. I took a break, took my son to the Braves game. And I met. Let me just kind of go here with you briefly.
Sure.
The NFL and the willingness of Roger Goodell and a number of owners to allow this un-American garbage, and it is un-American. It's un-American. I don't care how you slice it. You want to protest, protest all you want. Do it outside work hours, but you stand for the national anthem. That's one of the things you were taught as a kid. That's what you do out of respect. And I don't care about the progressives and the dopes that are patting you on the back and telling you to hashtag take a knee. They're as bad as you are. Now, again, I'm infuriated, Neil, and I'm just kind of let that out a little bit. But my son and I were walking towards SunTrust. We were a little bit late, and the national anthem was going off, and we saw tons of people as we were approaching the stadium stopping. And that's when I noticed they had their hats off, and I said, hey, the national anthem's playing, so we stopped. And then it was like traffic. Brake lights went on. Everybody started stopping behind us, and it went back as far as you could see. Those people couldn't hear anything. They couldn't hear, but they knew what was happening. Everybody stopped. Blacks, whites, reds, yellows, greens, blues, and more than likely some space aliens masquerading as humans. They all stopped. And when the national anthem was over, the place erupted in applause. My son said to me, he's 12 years old, 13 on Saturday next week. He said, Daddy, I've never seen anything like that. And I said, neither have I. And you can chalk that up to those clowns in the National Football League. So I'm infuriated that they're allowing that to happen, Neil, but I saw something very positive come out of that, and that was a slice of real America yet again, which Donald Trump has tapped into with his comments down in Alabama. And the left, who is supporting these clowns and morons, and the media supporting them, because that's where it's coming from, the vast majority of Americans are not, and these people only represent a very small sliver of what is now left of a dying progressive socialist in this country and a progressive movement, which is why they are going bat blank satellite radio moment crazy. Am I missing something here?
No.
Am I right? Well, am I right?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that there were a ton of aliens in Atlanta, but I don't think they're from space. Moving right along. I was actually talking to a political operative from Iowa that I met during the campaign tonight, and he's now working in the administration. We were just sort of catching up. And one of the things we both agree on is that this is absolutely the worst issue the Democrats could have ever picked. There's a guy named Ben Wattenberg, used to work for Lyndon Johnson, and in the 80s and 90s, he used to come out with these polls. And his point was, everyone says this country is divided, but actually, there's a huge consensus about what Americans all agree on, okay? And so you say, is it a good idea to have religion in your family? Yeah, 80, 90%, right? These kind of things. Is it a bad idea to burn the flag? You know, 90, 95%. And there are all of these sort of issues that all Americans agree on in the 80s and 90s. And And I was thinking about that. I think that if you had a poll, you said, is it a good idea to stand for the American flag? Even with all of the publicity from these football players and the mainstream media, that's got to be 85-90%.
And you know, Neil, it might even be a little higher. Forgive me for stepping in here, but I know
some parts of the country.
You can't hear what's getting ready to happen, and that's that the music's going to be cutting us off here for the hard break momentarily.
Yeah.
So I wanted to step in. I want to pick it right up where you left off, 85-90%. I'm going to say it'd probably be higher than that. And more so, based on what I saw today firsthand, I think it'd be closer to 95-98. Now, that may be a stretch because I know you can't get 100% of Americans to agree that peanut butter tastes good. But this is different. Back with Neil McCabe right after this from BigLeaguePolitics.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. You know, we hear these stories all the time. I've been telling you this all week, particularly if you listen to the daytime show, you know it. I've been pushing this 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. It's great stuff. I did a lot of work on it personally for you on here. But thanks to our court system, good people get arrested for simply defending themselves. It's that simple. And you want to start your journey to concealed carry out on the right foot. This is the way to do it. It's a free guide, and it's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. It's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and did I tell you again, it's 100% free. I'm a big fan of free stuff, especially this kind of stuff, because it's fun to read. In my case, not only was it fun to read, it was also fun to voice the 164 pages for you, so now you can listen to it in your car or cutting the grass or doing whatever you do. And some of the things you'll learn are how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids. Whole bunch more than that, too, but the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to survive a mass shooting, how to deter or how to detect, attackers before they see you. It's 164 pages, comes with bonus audio that I recorded. You can listen to it anywhere. It's a life-changing guide. It's 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist, a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com, and you will get the home defense checklist as well. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, please pick up where you left off, if you would.
Yeah, what's going to happen, Mark, is that as we get closer and closer to 2020, the Democratic politicians are going to have to dial it back and end up agreeing with Trump. And in investing, that's called capitulation. It's where you just give up, whether you think a stock's going up or down. When you just give up and cash out your position, that's called capitulation. And that's what's going to happen to the Democrats. Remember in 2018, Barack Obama was asked why he wasn't wearing an American flag lapel pin. And he said it was stupid. It was a symbol. He wasn't really into it. And he kept putting it off and putting it off. Until finally, as he got closer to the general election, he started wearing that flag pin because somebody told him, you're not going to win in Ohio if you're not wearing a flag on your lapel. He said, you know what? I'll put on my flag pin. And it's being against the flag is not a winning position. And then you take, of course, the absurdity of what happened in London today, where you had American football players kneeling for the Star Spangled Banner and standing for God Save the Queen. So I just everything
on foreign soil. On foreign soil, Neil.
Absolutely.
I was infuriated. I got to tell you, when I watched that, I was absolutely. I gotta take a breath. Prior to starting this program, I had a conversation with Sean. I said, "Look, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I'm not going to go off the rails here, but I want you to stay by the dump switch. I really am going to try to stay rational here." But I was infuriated, and I got to be honest with you, in nearly 10 years of doing this, I'm surprised I haven't had the dump switch hit on me at least once. I'm astonished by that, but this would have been, there's something about this. This is the flag. This is what we all were taught growing up. This isn't open for discussion. This isn't open for debate. Now, part of what infuriated me, I'm going to get your opinion here, was when I heard America's most spineless leader, and that would be, and I'm talking about private enterprise, I'm talking about the NFL and Roger Goodell. This guy's a spineless chameleon, all right? He's a coward because he and all those other, they're all afraid of their star athletes. They're all afraid of their PC warrior, social justice warrior, junkie athletes. That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid to stand up to those athletes. Oh my God, if we lose him, we don't have a football team. They couldn't care less about this country right now. They're more concerned about those. And again, I'm going to get myself in trouble. But I've got to ask you this, because when he said that Donald Trump disrespected the NFL, I thought to myself, you arrogant SOB. How could you possibly say something like that when it is your players who are disrespecting your nation and the individuals who are standing there with the color guards and holding the flags and the first responders and everybody else? And he'll take it away, please, so I can take a breath.
Well, I'll tell you, it's when you're in that New York media bubble, you have no idea what's going on in the rest of the country. You don't know what's going on in the rest of the state, you know, because I'll bet you dollars to donuts, there's a lot of people in New York State that were pretty upset. But in New York City, everybody thought it was terrific. It's, you know, but what are you going to do? I mean, I was actually in tears today. You know, we've talked about my military service. I love telling stories about my tour in Iraq because, frankly, it wasn't a combat tour so much as other people experience. I wasn't in firefights. And, you know, you find that those guys who don't talk about it are the ones who are in real serious danger. A friend of mine, David Bellavia, who wrote that book, House to House, he put out a tweet and, you know, just talking about the guys that he served with who were killed in Fallujah and were maimed in Fallujah and their families and their sacrifices. And it just sort of hit me like a ton of brick. It was like I was flashing back to a memorial service I attended in theater when I was in Basra. And I was just, you know, when the guys who were in the service, I know everybody loves the flag, but for guys who are in the service who actually wear it on their uniform and you know that you could be dead at any minute, you never know what's going to happen. But you're thinking, hey, if I die, I'm doing it for the flag. And it's like to see this happen to the flag, I just can't control it. I mean, you're angry. I'm full of sorrow.
It's both. Let me tell you, you know, my cousin, my first cousin, his unit lost 20 guys. His was the unit in Ohio that lost 20 guys. Marines. And he wasn't there. He had, believe it or not, he had been discharged. His tour was up. He was done. And he was devastated by the fact that he wasn't over there with those guys. And those were all his friends. And to think about what you just said, we're talking about the flag here. We're talking about what we were taught when we were children. You want to go out and shoot your mouth off, go ahead and do it. But here's what's getting lost in all of this. Two things. Number one, you don't have free speech at your private employer. And if you don't believe me, doubting listener, go make some controversial statements while you're sitting in your cubicle tomorrow and find out how your boss likes it and see if you have a job tomorrow.
Or on the radio, Mark.
Or on the radio. See if I say a few things right now and I have a job. I could very easily. That's absolutely a great point, Neil. Thank you very much. Free speech gives me great leeway on this microphone, a very powerful microphone. But I can't say anything I want. Hence why I have to restrain myself, and I can't claim I have a right to free speech. I can be fired by a lot of different people for a number of different reasons. Now,
this is
I've got
crazy.
30 seconds.
Hold on, Mark, there's a crazy argument where people say, well, these guys died for the right for this guy to kneel down, and that's part of free speech. But, you know, you're also sending a message. Okay, when you kneel down or sit, or like I think it was a Buffalo Bill who was doing his pregame stretches during right. the national anthem, and the message you're sending, and grown-ups and professionals are responsible for how their message is received, okay?
20 seconds.
We know that. And it's like the message they're sending is one of disrespect and real arrogance and a hatred for this country that's coming through loud and clear. People are
all right, I got to stop it right there, Neil. We're getting ready to take a break. Back with Neil McKay right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast Studios. Great to have you here with me. I'll read you something from the USA Today before we go back to Neil McCabe. But first, two things. I wanted to get this out. I know we've all got a lot to say here, and time is very short. And I want you to hear everything you can hear from Neil. I apologize for having to cut you off, Neil, when we're coming back from breaks, but I want you to, I'm pushing you right up to the last second so we can get every one of your thoughts in. And to the listeners, I apologize. I'm doing that intentionally so that we can hear everything Neil has to say. Before I go back to you, Neil, bear with me just a second. There were a couple things I mentioned that were being lost here. The second thing, and I didn't get a chance to mention that before the break, was the fact that what this is doing to children and the conversations that we're having across the country, including my own. My son is a big Steph Curry fan, a big NBA fan. He loves basketball, and he's a hell of a basketball player himself. He's got some tryouts coming up, and he's made some teams that the vast majority of people who try out don't. And he's been able to do it is something else, okay? But now he's – why am I having to deal with this? Is basically the question being asked. And as a parent, I absolutely hate having to explain to him the politicization of everything in this country by the far radical militant left. And that's who's doing this. And yes, those athletes doing this and giving the Black Power sign in the end zone, that's militant. Okay, they are not the vast majority of athletes. They are not the vast majority of Americans, as the press and this coverage would have you believe. And I reminded you of that in my opening monologue in segment one of hour one. And part of that monologue was, and I want to get back to it right now, is what does this have to do with guns? It has every darn thing to do with guns, because the same group of losers that are supporting this type of activity across the country are the same group of losers that are coming after your gun rights that we have to fight and deal with every single day in this country. Make no mistake about it. This is one and the same. These go hand in hand together. And they're not going to stop at this. These are the same people that are supporting the violent left on campuses trying to shut down free speech. And they're claiming it's free speech. You see how this works? This is how the media twists things and creates and spins a narrative. These are a very small minority of people here, very small faction of folks here. Donald Trump has tapped into the vast majority of the things that most Americans talk about, regardless of the color of their skin. There are blacks as angry about what's happening on that football field as there are whites. Don't believe differently. And if you want proof positive of that, you simply look at what happened in Houston. We talked about it on the daytime show. And you look at what happened in Florida. And you look at what's getting ready to happen in Puerto Rico. Americans come together in times of strife and in times of need. And it is the media pushing. And these athletes wouldn't be doing it if they weren't given the coverage by this satellite radio moment again. I'll stop there, but you know my position on the mainstream media if you've been listening to me over the years. But something I want to point out here from USA Today before we go to Neil, and I'll go right to him. And you know I'm a huge NASCAR fan, have been for years. I was at Richard Petty's house for a wedding last August, a year ago August. Got the pictures to prove it, yeah. Know a lot of folks inside NASCAR, good friends of mine inside NASCAR. This from USA Today. NASCAR again proved to be an insular oddity in American sports culture. Now, I can't even get through the first sentence, because let me tell you, it's not NASCAR that's the oddity. It's these militant leftist players in the NFL that are an oddity. And the owners and Goodell and the rest of these clowns are scared to death of them. Why? Because that's their meal ticket. You see how that works? Oh, I don't want to tick off so-and-so over there. He's my star receiver. God forbid. You know what? As Trump said, fire him. There's another one right behind him. Give me a break. Spineless. NASCAR again proved to be an insular oddity in American sports culture on Sunday as Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series pre-race festivities at New Hampshire Motor Speedway were completely devoid of the type of national anthem protests that have permeated other professional sports. Demonstrations have increased in response to President Trump asserting that NFL owners should get that blank off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired. On the day Jacksonville Jaguars owner linked arms with players in a silent protest before an NFL game in London, if any NASCAR competitor shared the political opinion of athletes expressing themselves elsewhere, they fell completely in line. Anyway, in a state whose motto is live free or die, crewmen, including numerous African Americans, stood in rows as usual for the national anthem, adhering to the prevailing opinion of the sports team owners. Now take a listen to these quotes, and then we're going to go to Neil. Get you a ride on a Greyhound bus when the national anthem is over, team owner Richard Childress responded when asked what he'd do if one of his employees protested during the anthem. I told them, anyone who works for me should respect the country we live in. So many people have gave their lives for it. This is America. Team owner Richard Petty, who won a record-tying 7 championships as a driver, said he would fire any employee that did not stand for the anthem. Anybody that don't stand up for that ought to be out of the country, period, Petty said. If they don't appreciate where they're at, what got them where they're at? The United States. And I could go on. And this is the backbone that the NFL owners who have come out and supported this crap and allowed their sport to be politicized to this extent don't have the guts and the spine to do. Neil, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you also look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, who said that they definitely will be attending the White House ceremony. And they will not be kneeling for the national anthem. I believe Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, in the summertime during, you know, when this thing was sort of percolating back up as the season approached, he said, anybody who kneels down during the Star Spangled Banner won't be on my team. It's a losing battle. Like, there's absolutely no way the left can win. And the NFL, it's almost like they're on a suicide mission. Forget about North Korea. The ratings are going down. People are just, they're just getting fed up. And, it's becoming more and more difficult to enjoy the game, knowing that the people playing the game have contempt for the country.
Right.
The people, I don't know where they think the win is. What's the win? What are they hoping to accomplish? I mean, if you start how it started with Kaepernick, you know, he was protesting about Ferguson, and of course, what happened? The narrative that was given at Ferguson was a lie. The hands up, don't shoot was a lie, and the police, you know, focusing on African Americans and minorities has been disproven by statistics. And so there are horrible tragedies every day, and there are mistakes, of course. But the narrative that this whole protest is buttressed by is false. And then on top of that, Mark, it's also very hurtful and disgusting and disrespectful. And how do you, I mean, you're talking about having that conversation with your son. I can't even imagine having that conversation with my father because the TV would go off.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. It's tough. It's difficult. You know, it's difficult as a parent to deal with stuff like this. And I told my son, I said, look, I want you to be able to watch your favorite NBA players. I want you to be able to see what they do. I want you to be able to try to emulate their ability on the court. That's what I want you to try to do. I want you to be able to take the politics. That's not for you to worry about. That's for me to worry about. You watch who you want to watch. I'm not going to tell you can't watch Steph Curry. All right. And I know you're playing fantasy football and all that stuff. You're a young man, but here's what you need to know is happening, and this is why we're having this conversation. And I want to again, this is Armed American Radio. I want to take this back to the context, Neil, of what we're talking about, the bigger picture here, because there is a much, much bigger picture here. This is, in my estimation, Act 2 of Obama's agenda. This was set in motion years ago. And if you want to try to pinpoint one thing, it was the Massachusetts cop. Did I say that right? Massachusetts cop?
Yeah, from Cambridge.
From
Saw
Cambridge.
A guy, somebody called in a break-in.
Right. He doesn't know who the guy is. Now, we're getting ready to go to a break again, so instead of cutting you off, I'll just kind of set it up with this. You know, this is what turned into the infamous beer summit. Barack Obama called the cop a racist for simply doing his job to try to get identification from someone on a call that he had gotten that was trying to get in a home, and the professor went satellite radio moment crazy. And we're at where we're at today. Black Lives Matter later has an open invitation to the White House, an organization based on a lie, the whole stand up, don't shoot, you were just talking about. And every single one of these movements supported by the anti-gunners all tied together. Back with Neil right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit. We ensure the women's appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Second Amendment rights start with carrying a gun, right? Owning a gun and carrying a gun. Very important. So we'll begin this segment with one more for you to go get that free armedandresponsible.com 164-page with the bonus audio version of the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. I did mention it's 100% free, and you get all those benefits, learning how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant. That was a lot of fun to read and voice. How to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole bunch more. Armedandresponsible.com, and for a limited time, and again, it's only until tomorrow, so you got to get on this thing quick, okay? You'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, 100% free. Go for it. It's always fun to hear from you. And I do want to hear from you about it. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, the hours fly by, man. The piece that I quoted.
It's the fastest show on radio.
That it definitely is for a reason, you know. Especially even when you're doing it. You sit in the seat for 3 hours, and next thing you know, it's over, and you just want to keep going, and God can just keep going and going and going. Absolutely love bringing this material to listeners across the country. But you get a little bit different take here. While everybody's talking about this stuff today because it's happening, we throw it right back, and I want to keep it in perspective for you as gun owners. I want to put it in perspective for you that this is the same group of losers that are coming after your gun rights. This is the head of the snake, but relish in this. You're witnessing the death of this movement, and it's going to get worse. They're going to get more vicious before they end. Neil, I was reading and quoting from the USA Today. This is not a bastion of conservatism by any stretch. And all you have to do is go down and read the comments. Those that are supporting NASCAR in the comments section on that USA Today are being told to take cyanide to relieve them of their Nazi misery. Quote, unquote, verbatim. Had an individual in here say, get off of this forum, Jim. I know where you live. I can find you. It's not that difficult, parentheses, if you know what I mean. This is the vile left. These are the people who want your freedoms. They want to silence me. They want to silence you, and they want to take our guns. Neil, you write about it at BigLeaguePolitics.com. Let's talk a little bit about your new stuff at Big League Politics, because you cover a lot of this stuff.
Well, yeah, you know, one of the things that's going on is the runoff in Alabama for the Senate seat that was vacated by Jeff Sessions, who's now the Attorney General. And, you know, they put in Luther Strange, and McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, told President Trump, "We got to back the incumbent senator in the primary, and it's a no brainer. It's a slam dunk." And so Trump loves an easy win, and he relies on his Senate guy. And basically, that guy, Luther Strange, is going to lose to Roy Moore, who is a very, very hardcore conservative. Most listeners will remember him as the Chief Justice of Alabama, who put a 3-ton marble statue or monument to the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. And he's been, so it's like, you know, people would have assumed that his career was over in 2003. Well, he's back, and he's going to take down Luther Strange, who is a member of the Republican establishment and should have never been made a senator.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. Trump is on the wrong side of this one.
Yeah, he knows it. As you saw the rally Friday, he knows it. He pretty much said as much. But McConnell sold him a bag of potatoes.
Well, McConnell has sold a lot of people a bag of potatoes. I don't think McConnell's going to be around selling bags of potatoes to many people for much longer if he can't get Obamacare repeal replacement Graham Cassidy through. And yet again, and I know a lot of my listeners are going to ask me a little bit about John McCain. I've gotten some emails from him already, at some fans in Arizona. Arizona, you're listening right now. And, you know, I mentioned last week on the daytime show, thanks a lot for McCain again. I've also said the same thing to New York. New York, you're listening in many cities in New York right now. Thanks a lot for Schumer again. You can't find anybody in the entire state of New York that's better than this clown? You really can't?
Let me just wrap up Alabama. We did a poll at BigLeaguePolitics.com. that Moore is leading 48-40 going into Tuesday, and he's also leading with people who have a favorable opinion of Trump and people who have an unfavorable opinion of Trump. Trump won 62% of the vote in Alabama, and his approval rate right now in Alabama is 79%. So, getting back to John McCain, I'm going to say it just because I owe it to you, Mark, to tell you what I know. It isn't good for John McCain's health. And I had a conversation with somebody from Arizona who's been very close to the McCain family, both the political family and the family. And he told me today that it's the normal, you know, he can't get through, and a bunch of people who are normally have access can't get through anymore, and it's like they're circling the wagons. And you know, I think he's really in a very serious fight for his life. And there's a very good chance there's going to be another senator within the next few months. And so maybe that problem will sort of solve itself. And I also want to tell you that Steve Scalise, that we've been talking about,
right?
They've been telling us that Steve Scalise is recovering and that he's participating in phone calls. He's a guy, I have to tell you, that really needs our prayers. He is not recovering the way people hoped he would. And he lost a ton of blood. When he fell, he hit his head, and there's been some complications from that. And so, you know, any move against Speaker Paul Ryan is complicated by the health challenges being faced by Scalise, because Scalise is number three in the House leadership. And so you're going to start moving people around. It's a little difficult to make moves when you have somebody who's really incapacitated and unable to function right now. And there's still hope he will recover. He's getting amazing medical care. The president has moved heaven and earth to make sure that Steve Scalise gets the care that he needs. But it's one of those things that happens that, you know, this tragedy from the summer is actually affecting national policy, and it's going to start affecting things like tax reform and Obamacare reform and trade policy, because the House does not function right now. And the House members who want to make changes, especially changes with Paul Ryan, are unable to because of that sort of that frozen block at the number three spot.
All right, let me go back to John McCain quickly because
sure.
John McCain's health, obviously everybody prays for John McCain's health. I don't wish anybody ill will whatsoever. I'm speaking politically about John McCain now, and I'm going to want to make that to you, listener, very, very clear. Now, I know you know that. I want to make that very clear to the listener that we're talking about the political moves that John McCain is making right now. Now, I said this on the daytime show. I'm going to say it again here, that what does, and we're getting ready now to end the program, but so I'll just make this very quick. Can John McCain, who is obviously putting his disdain for President Trump right now, as far as I'm concerned, above the betterment of the nation with these ridiculous votes, can he be trusted on to vote in our favor as gun rights supporters? Yes or no? Real quick, Neil, we've got to cut it loose.
No, not then, not now.
I didn't think so. Thank you, Neil McCabe. BigLeaguePolitics.com. Neil, we're going to be hearing a lot more from you on Armed American Radio. Always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule after just getting home to join me on the radio today. I do appreciate it. We're going to do Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow because we can. And until then, remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'm going to see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.